St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner, and two of the movements from The Birds. And that's not a reference to the famous Alfred Hitchcock film, although right now we're going to move into a discussion with two wonderful individuals from the Kalamazoo Film Society, President Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini, a longtime member of the Film Society. Welcome to both of you, Madeline and Dara.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Oh, goodness. I'm so amazed every time this technology actually works. Here I am in a studio and you're in your homes. Well, we have some exciting news to share and ways to participate this week in Kalamazoo Film Society events. But I'd like to start by just getting caught up. And Dara, maybe you can start. Dara Strauss is the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society. And it's been, you know, talking to you in this past year, I know that the Kalamazoo Film Society stays very flexible and light on its feet where it comes to film distribution and, you know, and scheduling. But this is quite a challenge when theaters actually shut down.
It has been a challenge, but it's added to our creativity, too, I think. As you know, the cinemas closed in mid-March, and we wanted to keep connected with our members. So our first idea was to share with them our board members' favorite picks that were streaming right then and there on various platforms. So we sent out an email with our picks a couple times, and we got some good feedback on that. But then we wanted to engage our members even more. And we wanted to hear from them as opposed to everything coming from us. We wanted some things to come from them. So about a month and a half ago, Tribeca was streaming for free. And that's important to us. We're trying to be accessible to everyone of our members. They were streaming for free some short films. So we picked three of the films and set up a Zoom discussion with our members. That went really well, and we got really good feedback on that. So we've scheduled another one. The next one that we scheduled will be for this Sunday at 7 o'clock. We've picked four films from PBS. PBS is right now streaming short films, 25 altogether. We have picked four, and so we're going to discuss the four films next Sunday. This is July 26th, right, at 7 o'clock. And the exciting thing is in one of the films, we'll go over the four different films, but one of the films, the filmmaker will actually be joining us because it's Zoom. We don't have to fly him here, have to put him up, which is very expensive. He's just going to join the Zoom discussion.
That's wonderful. A special guest lined up for 7 o'clock this Sunday. And anyone in the meantime can see the films for free, available with PBS. Now, there is one important thing to note that you are trying to, keep crashers of these Zoom bombers to a minimum or away from this. So contacting the Film Society is one of the steps to make here if you're not already a member.
Correct. Yes, this is Madeline. That's correct. The invitations, have already gone out to our members, and hopefully they're already watching all four films and perhaps the other 21.
Now, if you wanted to join in this discussion, you'd go to the Kalamazoo Film Society website and sign up. And that web address is kalfilmsociety.net. And you'll find the link right there. Is there anything else to include?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why not? We can do a little brief summary. The summaries of the four films are on the website, but they're all, the longest one is 12 minutes and 22 seconds. So, and that's the one actually that the filmmaker will be here joining us on the Zoom discussion. So we've purposely picked shorts because they're interesting. It's a different kind of format than the long film in the film. And we can pick a variety. So we have both fiction and documentary films in the selection of the four. And we find it a very interesting discussion to have different kinds of formats.
When you did this, was it in April, you had a Zoom discussion about films?
Madeline, I don't want to think of the exact date. But it was either late April or early May.
Time has a way of getting confusing during this time. But I was, my question.
You know, day to day can sometimes be confusing to me.
So true.
And, you know, that was the other thing about choosing short. I know I have sometimes have a hard time concentrating or I flip from thing to thing, so having a short film was helpful. And some of the people who participated in that discussion said, oh, I like the idea of a short film. I like this. And it also gave people some variety. You know, if you don't like documentaries, maybe this would be more interesting for you.
So when you held a discussion before online, was the first 10 minutes just everyone saying, it's so nice to see your faces again?
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But we tried to keep it pretty tight because we were pretty committed to keeping it just an hour or a little bit over an hour. So basically what happens is I'll do an introduction and kind of describe how the evenings or the next hour is going to go. Then we had different board members lead discussion on each of the films. So this time we're going to do that with the film In This Family, which is the one that the filmmaker will be present. That will be the last film that we'll discuss and invite him to come in 45 minutes into our Zoom discussion. So he doesn't have to sit through the whole thing, but he can just be done with his part. And I'm assuming that'll probably go over an hour because I'm sure he'll have a lot to say and we'll have a lot to ask him, too, and get his insights.
What is this filmmaker's name and background?
His name is Drama Del Rosario. He's Filipino-American. I don't want to say too much. I don't know, Madeline?
When you see this, he is one of the most engaging, charming, honest storytellers. He is telling the story of how, as a young boy in the Philippines, he was outed by a teacher, and how his very Catholic Filipino parents reacted. Fast forward, he's in the United States. He is now an accomplished filmmaker, but the story itself is so interesting, but it's the way he tells it. I am smiling now as I'm telling this story. The first time I watched it, my heart was pounding because I wasn't really sure where it was going to go, but it's the story and the storyteller. The man is amazingly engaging. And what a wonderful name, Drama.
He must have a few jokes at the ready about his own first name, Drama Del Rosario.
It's also put together beautifully, how he does his own interview and the different footage and raw audio files is really well done, I think.
And that's all in 12 minutes.
Exactly. And 22 seconds.
And the fact that he even has those audio tapes. And there's self-deprecating humor. The man is charming. Charming and engaging.
Yeah.
Dara Strauss.
So if you want
to, excuse me. Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini are my guests here this morning. If you just tuned in, they're from the Kalamazoo Film Society. CalFilmSociety.net is the website where you will find descriptions of all these four short films, which will be discussed Sunday at 7 p.m. online in a Zoom discussion. You need a special link to get to that discussion. And if you're not a member of the Film Society, you can sign up anytime at calfilmsociety.net. And Dara, what were you going to say about this In the Family story?
I was just going to say exactly what you just said. So thank you. You said it much better than I did.
I took care of that. Well, let's move. Let me. I'd love to hear a little more about some of the other stories, other films that you've kind of picked out as discussion topics.
Okay, so that one is obviously a documentary, and another documentary that I chose is called Preston's Gone. This is a rough film to watch. It contains real-life graphic violence, but it's very meaningful at our time right now when we're dealing with police. And one of my favorite lines in the film is that police will deal much more with people with mental illness than they will with murderers in their line of work. And so it's a discussion of how that works, but like using a real person that was actually killed by police, but he was experiencing paranoid delusions at his home. So it's a hard, very important with our discussions that we're having right now in our communities.
That's called Preston's Gone. And again, these are short films.
Right.
The whole story is told in 10 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's right. Right.
And some of the fictional short films, what do they include?
Madeline, do you want to?
That was something that I thought we needed a little whimsy in the mix. So the film is called Beep, and it's only 8 minutes, and it's about an elderly man who peruses junkyards to find interesting, and he brings them to his workshop, and he fixes transistor radios and small electronics, and one day he picked something up, and it's a robot, and the robot actually helped and fix things. And in the background is Latin music, and you see the relationship develop. If you like the movie WALL-E, you might think, oh, it's derivative of that. Well, maybe, but it's about the need to connect. It's about our throwaway culture that, you know, how many cell phones can someone go through in 10 years? But it's a very sweet story that I thought we need a little whimsy right now. Whimsy, heartfelt, though. It's very heartfelt.
Is this one?
And it's called Beep.
Beep. Is it live action or animated?
It's live action, and of course the robot is animated.
And then the fourth one is We Gonna Be All Right. And again, it's a short documentary, 8 minutes and 23 seconds. And it's, again, very timely because they're talking about the domino effects of gentrification. I think actually this one could have been longer, quite frankly. There's so much to talk about that, but it's an interesting personal perspective.
Well, and interesting that you should say that, because Justin Chan, who sort of leads the film, is a historian and music critic, specializing in hip-hop. So there is a long 30-year culture history of that culture and how the neighborhoods where many of these people grew up, they could no longer afford to live there.
So this music critic and historian teams up with a rapper and performer in the neighborhood to tour the neighborhood, right? And find examples of how things have changed for that community as it gentrifies.
And right. In fact, they even visit the boyhood home of the rap artist, the hip-hop artist.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini of the Kalamazoo Film Society, and we're talking about four short films which are available right now on the PBS website. You can find details on all four at calfilmsociety.net, and the Film Society is encouraging you to look at the films and join the Society in order to have a live film discussion on Sunday. Let's mention the special guest again and his film. His name was Drama del Rosario.
Yes.
And
yes, and the film is In This Family, and it's just a lovely, engaging film.
You'll start the discussion at 7 p.m. and leave the special guest for the final part of the discussion, you said, Dara. Is that right?
That's right. That's right, yeah. Uh-huh. And there'll be board members leaving the discussion on the other three films, as well as that film.
details at calfilmsociety.net. Shall we move on to some of the future plans that you're working on? And I assume you're still working with Celebration Cinema as before?
Yes, that's right. We're in contact with them almost weekly as the opening date keeps getting pushed out. The latest is they thinking at the end of this month, actually July 29th. But they wanted to, you know, everything's going to be different, of course, when the cinema does open. And so they suggested that before we have a actual film, a new film to show, that we suggest some older films that they would show for free on the big screen, just for them to test how it's all going to work, how you're going to sit with your mask, have your spacing out, are you going to eat your popcorn and that kind of thing. So they suggested that we come up with four different older films that they could get and screen for free to people to come in. So we had the idea that maybe we could do a Black Lives Matter. And so we reached out to different organizations in Kalamazoo, and they enthusiastically joined us as co-sponsors, and that's the Black Arts and Cultural Center, the Kalamazoo College Arts Center for Social Justice, and the Walker Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnic Relations at Western Michigan University. And the four films. Madeline, do you want to talk about the four films?
No, I don't have the list. I don't know that we nailed that down yet.
Well, they're listed on our website, and like we say, everything is in flux. You know, this was where we were at like a week ago on what we were going to do. So everyone who's listening, they have to be aware as we are in this time, how much we have to be in flux. But the four films we have at this point are I Am Not Your Negro, Just Mercy, Do the Right Thing, and Blind Spotting.
These are films that are years old, but still so relevant in this time.
So relevant. So relevant. And they are streaming right now for free on various platforms, and you can watch them in your home. But for us to be able to see them on the big screen with the great audio is something we think is wonderful to be able, hopefully, to offer to the Kalamazoo community.
I'll bet you're just counting down the days to when it's possible to be in a theater with other people in the audience enjoying a film communally like that.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Could you tell me about, you described it before we went on the air, this idea of a virtual lobby.
Yeah, Madeline, that was Madeline's idea.
Well, I, for a number of years, from 2003 until probably 2015, whenever it was, we left the little theater to show films at the Alamo Draft House, I worked the box office on Friday night. And it was always interesting to watch people congregate in the lobby, and that became part of the experience, not the most important part, but we realized how important that was, and that was something that was lost either at Alamo Draft House or at Celebration Cinema. So using technology, we thought, well, we could use Zoom as a virtual lobby. We're doing that now, you know, screening in our living rooms or wherever we watch the films. But then we might be able to do that after, once we are back at Celebration, and then invite people. You know, did you see the film? If you'd like to discuss it with fellow members, we'll be available this time and this time. And I think that it's just part of the communalness, communality, whatever the word would be, that expresses how people want to share what they felt about the film, talk about it, argue. Well, I liked it, and I thought it was a piece of junk, that type of thing. But that was important, and this is a venue that we did not have that, but we have seen that the Zoom meeting that we had was not overly well attended, but I think it was appreciated, and I certainly think that our coming event will be more well attended and certainly appreciated.
If you are listening, excuse me, Dara, go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that. I think this could be one of the benefits of coming out of the pandemic, because we had struggled once we were at Alamo and Celebration how to connect with our members, because everyone said that they did miss talking in the lobby afterwards. And because the beauty of being at Alamo and Celebration is that we were able to show our films much more often than we were at the little theater. But we did miss the communication with each other. So hopefully, we will have both in a little bit. Be back in the cinema, but also then have a virtual discussion in the virtual lobby.
If there are folks out there who've missed haggling over details of a film or a story or how it's made, this might be the event for you. It's Sunday at 7 p.m., a Zoom meeting presented by the Kalamazoo Film Society. You do need to be a member or sign up at calfilmsociety.net and the Kalamazoo Film Society. You can also follow them online on Facebook as well. I've been speaking with Madeline Cimini and Dara Strauss, the president of the KFS. And I guess I'll go to you for any final thoughts right now, and we'll move on with a little music by Debussy. So we'll start, should we start with you, Dara?
No, we just are excited to be back with our members, and we're always trying to think of new ways to communicate with them. We think about our members a lot, and we want to just be sure that we're out there for them, our members and the community at large, too.
Madeline?
I would just like to thank PBS for streaming these short films, their 2020 Short Film Festival, and all of the amazing programming on the vote and the suffrage movement. It has been amazing. So shout out to PBS, shout out to NPR, and that's you, and everyone there, and the fact that I now have two sources, I'm winnowing away from WUOM, but to have news and music, you have no idea. It was always important, but it's even more important to me now. So thank you.
And thank you, Madeline and Dara. And we will catch up with the Kalamazoo Film Society again soon, especially when maybe theaters open. Fingers crossed. Thank you both.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome, Dara. Take care.
You too. The Kalamazoo Film Society is online at calfilmsociety.net. The Zoom meeting is this Sunday at 7 p.m., and full details are at calfilmsociety.net.